started it here at Manchester.
Everyone knows El Olam. We read Parshas Shoftim in Chodesh El. The Avoid of El, the Shoftim V'Shoytim, Titel L'Chav B'Chol Sharecha, as it's Mavur and Tzvarim HaKadosh. I mention every year, you know, Shar, Delos, hello, but it's also that Tammuz and Ov is Ruvain and Shimon, or Shtev is Rosh, Keneged the Chushim of Re'i and Shmiah. And it's also connected to Yud Bey's Miluyim of the Shem Adnai, Aleph Lamed Pei, 12, right? 4 times 3. Which represents the 4th, 5th, and 6th months, it's going to get the letter Dalis. But when you only have Tammuz and Av, you're left with Rosh, Ruvin Shim and Riyashmiya, and Dalet Lamed of Dalis. And therefore we say in Slichas, Kedalim Ucharoshim, the fact that Los Ech. At the moment, Tammuz and Av were Kedal Ucharosh. Aber El is connected Asiya. You put an ayin into the Rosh. And you you add a Tav, which is why it's an ace, an ace Rotzen, Stokke Bechol ace. And therefore, instead of Rosh and Dal, you have a Shar and a Delis. As I've said every year, which is the reason that's brought in Svarim HaKadoshim, that Shoyftim V'Shoyterim is Gimatria Delis and Shar. Hello? And just numerous Ramazan, which I'm not going to, I know everyone loves Gematrius and these kind of Ramazan, but I have no time to elaborate. Everyone knows that Shar also represents, look at the Rinoyim, Gewaldig, Shtiklich, Meridig, Terrors, but I have no time. Shar represents the three Be'eris of Yitzchok. There was first Esek, which represents the month of Tammuz, Hufkoir. Then comes Sitna, where the Sultan has a Shlita, and the Beit Hamikdash was Chorov. And then comes Rechoivos, that's where we blow Shofar this month. Min Ameitzah, Karosu Yudke, Anoni, Bamercha, which is near Rechoivos, which is numerous Ramazan. And if you take Shar, you have Esek, Sitna, Rechoivos. In other words, now comes the need of the Mercha, of the Shofar, which is Mamtikvuris. Everyone knows Shofar is made of two words. There's Par, which is the Peiresh Dinim, and if you add Shem Avaya to the Peiresh, you get Shinvav, which is Gimatria Dvash, and your Mamtik, the Ogvuris. And therefore, through our Avoida of Chodesh Elul, in waking up, in Anani Bamerchavka, one is Oicha to Ksiv Rachsim Atoiv, basically. That's the end of Shoiftim Vishoiftim Titim. But the pasuk then weiter says, "Ki pola imchadover la mishpat," and all the svarim atayishim of the pella is there's a mishpat on Rosh Hashanah, and it's a mishpat as everyone knows, even the malachim yichafezun, kama yavron v'cham yiborei and miyichev v'chul, and it's a pella. Who knows? Will we be zoicha to add the aleph? Aleph is oitzius pella, but an aleph is made of a yud, a vav, and a yud, which is gematria chavav, which is Shem Avaya, which is the 26 you have to add to the bar to make the dvash, right? And ki polim chadavra, it's a pella, who knows what's going to happen on the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the Mechayim, the Rebbe says, yipolim chadvar mishpat is gimatria Rosh Hashanah, and as the Altair says, yipolim chadvar dvarla mishpat is gimatria Malchus Shemayim, who knows if a person is takam mekabel Malchus Shemayim in this month properly. So the pasuk therefore says, what should you do? What's the eitzah to ensure that one goes out and one is mamtik vuris and one brings only rachmim and chesodim? But the pasuk says, what do you do? There's a mishpat, ben dam ledam, ben din ledin, ben negel lenogar, rachman al-islam, right? The count of Alisa, you go to the Beis Hamikdash, and I said last week, Beis Hamikdash, Gimatria, Rosh Hashanah, and you go to the Kehanim, the Levim, right? Alashoifit, Ashayir, B'yamahim, you go and become Dovuk and Sadikim with Amunah Sadikim, Amunah Sachomim, and the Vigidul Chas Dvar Mishpat. And then the Torah tells us, yes, yet the Alpiyat Torah, Shayarucha, that one is Bechuyiv to listen to the Sanhedrin. And there's a Loisa say in the Torah, Loisosim and Adovash, Yagidul Chas Yamunus. One is not allowed to stray from the words that the Sanhedrin and the Chachamim tell you, Yom and Usma. And perhaps one could say, Shagisi Hashem Atayv Yechaper, the word is Emes anyway, whether it's the Nekud is Emes. I said last week that there are 29 days in Elul. And in Elul, each of the 29 days have 24 hours. How much is 29 times 24? 696. But 696, on one hand, is Gimatria Hamelech Yaneinu Bein Koreinu, which is what we want. But 696 is also the Gimatria Tzoros. And which way will it go? Will it go Hamelech Yaneinu Bein Koreinu, Gimatria Atik Yoimun, Sotarachlin, or is it Tzoros? Alderech, 696, you know, it's a very special number. I'm not dealing with a lot of Gimatria today, don't worry. Don't lose your cool, right? There are, how many regalim are there in the three regalim? Three, right? And what does the pasuk say? Shalvish pavim bashana yira. Where you go? Es pnei Hashem alikecha. Pnei Hashem alikecha is gematria 232. Anyone remember 232? It's the number Reish Lamed Beis.
3 times 2 pages, 696.
Sweetheart, I know that also. But before we get involved in that, what's 232? What's Reish Lamed Beis? Gimachi hi or, amongst other things, Gimachi Dvar Hashem, Gimachi Kois Mole, Kois is Gimachi 86 dinim. But if you spell out Chav Vav Samach, it's Al Kois Yayin Mole. If it's a Kois Mole, then you're mamtik the dinim of Elikin Kois, and it becomes Reish Lamed Beis. And every school child knows that Reish Lamed Beis is the sum total of the four. Milue Shem Havaya, Ab, Sag, Ra, Mabban, and Ma. So in other words, basically, you could have Reish Lamed Beis, which is Gimatria HaBrocha, and you have three Yamim Tovim, we have Eber Shevasi Einu HaShalik Einu, as Birchos Meyadecha L'chaim U'L'Shalim. And as Rabbi points out that two, three times 232 is Gimatria 696, which is Amelech and Enibim Kareinu. But it's also Gimatria, as I've said many times, Mace Aaron. When did Aaron pass away? Rosh Chodesh Av. Which is the beginning of all the Tzoros, Mishinitas Av, Matem, Bezimcho. The Megalamukas says, Bilam, Beis, Lamed, Ayimem, Bemilo is also Gimatria 696. Therefore, he was campaigning against the Ummah, who keeps three regolim, as the pasuk says, yeah? He wanted to bring Nabrachas, Batzaras, and Kol Yisrael. So you don't know which way is he going to go. Is he going to be Amelech Haneni or Karein? Is it going to be Tzaras or Kamal Islam? So you keep polim and chadov or lemishpot. There's a pella, and we don't know. Which way is the mishpot going to go? Says the Torah, what is the Eitz Yehuda? The Kam to Holisa. So perhaps one could say, go one more than 696, which is, go either way. What's one more than 696? Any geniuses, mathematical, 697. What's 697? Hello? Loisosur. This, like I used to say in the Torah, Loisosur, Menadovesh, Yagid, Lucham, Ramachim, Yominus, well, Loisosur is 697, which is also Begimatria, Rav Chesed, Cholkerecha, which if I had the time, which I don't, or explain it to Gimatria, Brismila, etc., etc. Now, what does all this mean? Let me tell you, let me just start off. Yeah, that's just an introduction. Why is Loisosur connected Dafka to Chodesh El, Arachonis, to Rosh Hashanah, to the Mishpah? Let me tell you, there's a murder that Rashi, everyone knows, every school child knows. One of the misunderstood Rashis, misquoted Rashis, and misabused Rashis, and all the time. When the pasuk says, so every little school child says, you read it in the newspapers every week, you know, some editorial, some whatever, that I feel it is afraid, because I'll say it, right? Even if they tell you, the Sanhedrin tells you, al yamin shu smol, al shmol shu yamin, folk, listen. Let me tell you this, Derek Hagen. There's two pshatim I always say, two favorite pshatim I always like. In this first pshat, according to all this form, Chazal are going to tell you Yamin is small and small is Yamin, like how you pull, it's a pelt. The simple pshat I love, I always tell people, Amal, the Rav, the Gadol, the Tzaddik, whatever it says, Azoi. And by Dir Kunto, instead he's telling you, Al Yamin Shu Smol, what smells for Yamin? You know why? Say this form, because when you're standing opposite a person, your right hand is his left side, and his left side is your right hand. The problem is you're standing opposite, Negdoi. So Dir Erd Zayn Meinen, und Di Hals, Azoi, for all your great wisdom, right? Chaspa Polskian, Di Hals Fakert. So it's connected. So by Dir Kum Toys, the Rav is telling you, all you mean choose small, what's supposed to mean? The problem is you shouldn't be standing there connected, opposite him. You should be standing, walking behind him. And then you'll realize that your Sfar is a Sfar Akuma, and that Yamin is Yamin, and small is small. He's not upside down, you're upside down. You're connected. That's a simple tradition. But there's a much deeper chat found in the Tzemach Dovid from David Dinover, the son of the Meir Sosser. It's a Moiridika book. We find in Malachim Aleph that Shlomo HaMelech became a Melech as a young child. And the Eibishter told him at the seventh Pasuk, Sha'al Me'etinuch, ask me what you want, your wish. So Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam, he asked not for Oysher, not for Covid, he asked for Chacham. Be able to judge the people correctly. And the Eibishter tells him, Shlomo, because you asked for I'm going to give you not only your request for wisdom, for sagacity, I'll give you Usher Vikovid and Arichus Yamam Machtai and Allah Brachas Pegashmis Mr. What? We'll talk about it another time. Hello? Hello, Earth. Yeah? What's Pshat in this? Shlomo HaMelech, hello, hello, hello. Shlomo HaMelech was, what the chokhmah of Shlomo? The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Hei, we discussed this countless times. Haroitza lahachim, yad. If you want to get wisdom, turn a bit, when you're facing Mizrach, turn a bit to the right side. Simanach, the Meneir is bedor. Meneir is symbol of wisdom, is on your right. If you want lahashir, well, yad, turn a bit to the left side. Right? So, says Chazal, the Chachma of Shlomo was that Shlomo HaMelech knew that the emes, the small, the left side, is really kol in the Yamin. And where is the source of the Shefa, of the Shulchan? It also stems from the Menorah. Marshall says the Medrash, a Melech has an Oyev, someone he loves, right? And he asks him, Sha'al Ma'etin Lach. Ask whatever you want, your wish is my command. And Oye was a chochom, was a pikach. So what does he do? He says, I want to marry the daughter of the king. Once you're married, once it's the Edim in Shtub, is klub chosu beis HaMelech, is there anything begash with the ruchdis that you won't have? So Shlomo HaMelech understood that the menorah, the chochma, the tzar yamin, which in avodas Hashem means yamin, Chazal say, the Gemara says, the Shabbos, La Main Minim Ba is Eruch Yom. La Mas B'ilim Ba is Oishav Agam. Right? There's the right side and the left side. Aber the Pikach, the Chacham knows that if you turn to the right side and you serve Hashem not for your Oishav and not for your Covid, but you serve Hashem to give Nachas Ruach to the Bashefer, and you, L'Shem Shemayim, then once you're turned to the right, from the Maiminim Bo, L'Shem Shemayim, then already you get, and the Gemara says this. The Gemara asks the question, in that Gemara in Shabbos, you mean to tell me that Maiminim Bo only get Arichos Yom, they don't get Oishav Bekovit? Says the Gemara, Kol Shkein Oishav Bekovit. Everything is Nichol Yamin, the smallest Nichol Yamin. So when it comes to that, how do I know that an example to this is? The Pasuk said, we read it last week, was it? Aser ta'aser is called tuah zaracha, right? Give meiser, give a tenth. The symbol generally of tzedakah, which is one of the central themes of this month. Tzedakah deal on a key, say, fitavis, the tzedakah of Shemavai of this month. Yeah? Aser ta'aser. How does the Gemara darshan aser ta'aser? Aser bishvil shetis asher. Hello? I got a problem. I look at my art scroll chumish, and the aser. The nekuda is of the linkazai, right? And here Chazal turned the Nekuda. There's magic with these computer things. You just switch things. You turn the Nekuda from the Nekuda smallest to Yekuda Yeminis. Says the Tzemach Dovid, this is Pshat, the Chazal of the power, the Rav, the Sanhedrin, could tell you, I feel al Yemin shu small, al small shul Yemin, we're switching the Kuddas, you're supposed to work, give through the Abishu Shalom, and Ashla Kabu Prat, Tashim Shumayim. And here Chazal say, no, turn the dot from the left side to the right side, that's the al small shul Yemin, val Yemin shu small. Right? That's. So you look at this vort and say, Machdov, yeah, it's a nice one of these Chassidish Rebbe's, and Shal Rashid said, a nice Havroka, it's a Dover Nechmod, Noim, but like, how does it affect my there's an oymik in this vort of Machdov. It's a Yisoyd Navoyed Hashem. Let me try to explain. It's in all form, outside from Yitav Lev. Yitav Lev says, you remember by Yitzchok, the Eibishter says, he promises us all of the land of Eretz Yisrael for Klal Yisrael. Why? Ekev Asher Shom Avram Bikoyli. How? What did the word Ekev mean? Asher Shom Avram Bikoyli. Ekev. Right? Vayishmar Mishmarti Mitzvoysai Chukoysai Visiros. What is Vayishmar Mishmarti? Had a Chazal Dash from the Gemara Yevamos Mishmarti. Asay Mishmeres Mishmar. That means it's not enough to serve the Eibishter. Do's and don'ts. That's all. I always tell people, if you walk on the precipice of life, you do nothing wrong. You don't cross any red lines. You walk on the precipice. Comes and, right, a ruach mitzuya, shesheini mitzuya. Today is everything shesheini mitzuya. You're off the cliff. So in order that a person is an erlicha person, it's not enough just to keep mitzvahs, tayir, shulchan aruch. You have to make a mishmeret. You have to have gedorim and siyogim. And that's vayishma mishmarti, right? And that's what the Be'er Ramchayim calls, Ramchayim says the same word. Ekev is like the peiris of the mitzvah, that which flows from it. Because you kept mishmarti, mitzvoyisai, chukoyisai, vitzoyrosoi, plural, which Chazal Darshan and Zohar HaKadosh says, refers to both Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shopeh, that which the Eibishter said, and the Gzeiris Chazal made, to make a mishmeres l'mishmarti, for that we're given chura. The shaila is, right? 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago, Ekev, hoy Ekev Tishvu, a ganze whole list of brachos. Everyone has, but we have a principle that's char mitzvah ve'alma leka. So the Sforam HaKadoshim all explain. Yitav Lev speaks about this, but it's much before, generations before. Ber Chaim, the Noyim Megodim, all the Sforam HaKadoshim say, speak about. In this world, there's no schar mitzvah, there's schar b'hayal, no reward. Ayoim, so you saw mamachol the kabel schar. Aber v'siyogim for the gedorim, for a yid goes above and beyond his responsibility. For this, it's well known. That's pshat is zed neyam begodim. Meir tikim pshat. Asher yasa uisam ha'odom. That which is man-made, as opposed to be given from the Eibishter, that's a yav chayis in this world. Or it's brought down Rogus HaBoyser from the Chizdarav, I'm ready to give up. By Bilam HaRasha, what does it say? He stood where? B'mishel HaKram. Everyone knows the Chaim HaZaril says B'mishel is Rashi Tevis. No? Anyone out there? No? Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Molek. There's no reward in this world. No reward in this world. He's in good shape. Aber says the Pasuk, Gadar Mizeh V'Gadar Mizeh. When you didn't have Gedorim and Mitzvahs, then you turned the Kolos into Brachas, right? And therefore you're given Schar both in this, and that's why it says, that's why Ekev Asher Shom Avram B'Koyli V'Yishur Mishmarti. B'Koyli means to hear not only what the Eibishter said, but what the Eibishter wants, the Rotzen Hashem. And therefore the Pasuk says, Tilun Ki Zachar Tvar Kaj Kotshe Yis Avram Avdi. When you remember Avram Avinu, the Ekev Asher Shom Avram, therefore it says, Vayitei Lehem Artzos Goyim, Yidin are given Eretz Yisrael, Schar Mitzvah in this world. And that's the Yitav Lev is Mamshich. That's also how Yidin went out. He said there's like in 20 places in Yitav Lev. But that's how Yidin went out to Mitzrayim, Koydim Hazman. Because at the time of the Gula, it says in Pasuk, Va'at Erium Ve'erium, we're naked of Mitzvah, we didn't have Tzvusim. So the Eibishter gave us two mitzvahs, Damil or Dam Pesach. Aber fort was that sufficient. So the Eibishter gave us a mitzvah of Bikur 4 days before and taught us that the Achonda and the Zrizus and the Gedorim in a mitzvah, therefore the whole mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we got it to Levincha B'yemahu, Lamer, is a mitzvah, the idea of Teir Shabbat Peh. Therefore Shabbos L'Moshe. Why is Shabbos? Shabbos before Pesach, no Shabbos Hagod. Right? There's many Pirushim. Every Rav, every year before Shabbos Hagod, 10 new reasons why it's called Shabbos Hagod. One of the simple reasons, says Yitav Lev, why do we keep Shabbos? So in the first Aseret HaDibur it says, Sheish is Yom Os Hashem, or Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos. But the fee is that you only have to keep Shabbos Mamish. Mamish Bamsman, and the middle, the Chazan says, Baruch Hu, you're off to your house to put on your jeans and go bowl. Whatever, you're at it. You're Shabbos. Right? But Yidin and Mitzrayim thought to themselves, the first Shabbos, they kept Shabbos, whatever. But now they're keeping Shabbos, even though the Eibishter gave us, it's not enough to keep Mamish. You have to be Moisif, Michael HaKodesh, Bebevoye, Betzeisoy, right? So now this Shabbos, they learned from the mitzvah of Bikur, right? To keep Shabbos earlier, to take out Shabbos later. If it became the first, they kept Shabbos in the past. But this became the Shabbos HaGod. Because when Yid adds to Torah, for that the schar in this world. I'm not going through this. He did bring this in numerous mekaymus, and that is the sort. Weird. So, in other words, for that which the Eibishter told you, Bekitzer, there's Char Mitzvah Al-Malek. For that the Rabbonon told you, which was not part of Torah, Asher Yasa Oysa Ma'odo, the Gzeiris, the Siogim, the Chazal made, for that, look, if you decide to make. When I deal sometimes with people who are not so frum, so some shmerel, some tundra, some whatever, they like to make new customs, you know, new ceremonies. So I remember when I was growing up as a kid, someone came up with an idea, we should have an empty seat at your Seder to remember the Jews in the Soviet Union. Like all these kind of modern day, right? Maybe it's cruel. Maybe the best thing is not to have an empty chair at your Seder, maybe to invite an Eero for your Seder. Hello? Who says some modern guy and some rabbi doctor came up with an idea that it's right? So maybe your extra that you're adding is rubbish, right? But the Rabbonon says her flame of Kluger in the Sefer Kehelas Yaakov, the Murid Gevor. The Rabbonon has the Maila. I've said this many, many times. I could elaborate. There's always a Maila in a Mitzvah Oiza, and there's a Maila in a She'eni Mitzvah Oiza. The Maila in Mitzvah Oiza, there's hundreds of reasons, but this is what the Eibishter said. So you know you're on the right track. You can't go wrong. The mail of an Einem Mesuvavoysa is that it's done not just done by your Rotzin, it's done by your Ava, it's a Shos, which is the reason I've said many, many times. The Sfarim HaKadoshim asked, why did the Eibishter create as a Welt, the biology, the world's laws of nature, that a child is only born with a Zohar in the cave? The Eibishter could have made, in the cave, save a lot of problems the whole day I deal with Shalabayat issues, right? You know, this is from Mars, he's from Venus, whatever. If the Eibishter would make just Tzchorim or just the Kavis, Sach Gringerle. Right? And the funny thing is, Nachmer, the Zohar, whose contribution to the child is like, except later in life, you got to write a few checks, you know? But generally, Zilch, like he's the banker provided by the Eibishter, right? That's it. Then the Kavis is sitting there carrying the baby, giving birth to the baby, and she raises the child, whatever. And he gets the mitzvah peri v'rivia, and she done. Hello? I ask you, is that Yashrus? She has a mitzvah. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a mitzvah to a woman to get married. And how do I know there's a mitzvah? Because Ish Mekadesh, when it's Isha Mekadesh, is boyu b'shulcha. Ash the boy, boy Mekadesh, right? B'shulcha mi boy, and mitzvah boyu is b'shulcha. The Eibishter wants women to get married. I must say, logic tells me, not getting involved in the lumdus and gidushim, I must say that Eibishter wants women to get married. That's the Ratzon Hashem. So why did he make a Zohar and a Nekevo, and he made one as Mitzvah, and he said one as Eini Mitzvah? Because there's a Maila in each one, and the Eibishter wanted that a child is born should have the Maila of a Mitzvah, and a Maila of an Eini Mitzvah. And this Be'emes you have in every Drabon. Because it's made by man, Ashias Oysa Odom. But on the other hand, this is the Ratzon Hashem that you should listen to Rabbah.
This
Huh? Yeah. What? Yeah. I'll go through a little shtickle from the Sefer Meishiv Nefesh. I'll go through the elaborate. Remember, I can spend 2 hours going through the shtickle. The pasuk says, the Meishiv made a tokal Yisrael mushel. It's comparable to a person mekadesh matrina b'shtei margolis a chosn. Was mekadesh iskala with two gems, and she lost one of them. So he told her, you lost one, at least make sure you hold on to the other. So to the Eibishter, was Mekadosh Kal Yisrael with Nasa and Nishma, we forfeited the Nasa, at least keep, listen to the Nishma. Tell the Shaila, who is Mekadosh here? Nasa and Nishma comes from Kal Yisrael. The Eibishter is the Chosn, we're the Kalim. What's the Nasa and Nishma? What's happening here? And Lechura, if you lost the Nasa, you worshipped Akelbul, right? You didn't lose just the Nasa, you lost also the Nishma. What's the Mashal, what's the Nishma? Norfos. We just explained, remember the Chido in a Ribui Mekoymes explains this word, that even though Schar Mitzvah al-Maleka, over for the Rabbanon, it's Schar Mitzvah in this world. And that's the idea of Yaakov Avinu, when he switched his hand, right hand to left hand. It says, Vayavorech Oysom Bayoymahu Lamer. What's Bayoymahu? Everything was done in Chumash was by Yom Ha'u. It wasn't done. You don't do today, yesterday, or tomorrow. You do today. What's Kimritzu? By Yom Ha'u refers to this world. And we put the right hand on the left side and the left hand on the right side. We switch hands to show you that the Ikur Bracha comes after the Tzara Smol. Yemin and Smol is Teresh Beksav, Teresh Valpek, Yadua. Right? The Bracha in this world comes to through Teresh Valpek. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Toyra tzivolanu, Moshe, Moirusha." What does Moirusha mean? Yerusha. When do you get Yerusha? After death. I'm gonna take. Baal Turim says, "Alasar." That's the schar mitzvah of Amalek. You get it after 120 years. You go to Gan Eden. You get your Yerusha for your mitzvah. Right? What's the pshat? I've said this like 1,000 times. Chazal said, "Ein Yisrael nizoinim ela b'schus emuna." Why? Why emuna? Because the din is leisalim pula sacher, you got to pay up for the job al asar. But therefore, Torah tzivolanu Moshe, 611 mitzvahs came after your Torah through Moshe. And the din is the Gemara Bamitzi and Chosh Mishpat that if you hire a worker through an agency, you don't have to pay him immediately. The only two mitzvahs we heard directly in Piagvura is that the Gemara says in Sofmakis is anoichu liyilcha, which is the mitzvah of Emuna. Therefore, Yisrael and Yizoyin and Ba'ilam Hazen, the schus of Emuna. The emes is the Yisbach Moishas, and that's a Tevim Ashtayim. Minoyachim, he says many times. The Yisbach Moishas says, I've also said this countless times, the emes, you don't need this. Why? Because the Eibishter is only Bechuyiv to keep Leisol Mepul Lesachir. You don't have to pay a worker if he's Tevim, if he demands payment. So if Klal Yisrael knows that the Schar Elim Habo is so much more reicher than the passing, fleeting, transitory Schar Elim Hazeh, they won't be Tevim. So why is it Torah Tzivolanu Moshe? Everything could have come to be Akvura, and the Eibishter wouldn't have to pay up because he wouldn't be Teveya. The answer is, Meirasha Kehilas Yankiv. Yankiv is always the Pchusim. There are simple people in life who can't wait to Elam Haba. They want the car, they want the house, they want the whatever, here and now. And therefore it has to be what? Torah Tzivolanu Moshe, because it's because of Yerusha, Kehilas Yankiv, it has to be what? Taking away this car. There's another pshat in Chazal, how do they dash in Meirosha? Hello? Mu'urasa. Mu'urasa means you're betrothed. If you're a Mu'urasa, after Kiddushin, before Nisuyu, do you have to support your wife? When is the Chiyuv of Ksuva? When does it start? Nisuyu. And Arusa, you don't have to. But because you don't have to pay her, right? Which seems to be forgotten in today's day and age, another shmuz, right? Right? Is only after you're married. But because of that, Masa Yodeha, Shala, whatever she works, right? She's teaching a Bezankiv, she works as a podiatrist, whatever from women do, right? It's hers. She keeps the money. In this world, Chazal tell us, Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, Luchidas Arus. The pasuk says, "Ki be'alayach esayich, b'shas Mashiach, b'shas de'ula, will have a din of a nesua be'ula, not a arus." Oy b'zoy is nech, so beautiful, right? Therefore, since now we're bivchinas arusa, so l'chura, the Eibush also have to pay us in this world. Why? Only arusa. Aber masa yodeo shalom. Therefore, for what does the Eibush have to pay us in this world? For that which klal Yisrael. So we want to keep, we shouldn't come to Olam Haba, knock it, we use up all our schar mitzvahs in this world. Right? So we say in Davening, David HaMelech says, V'inoyam Hashem alikeinu aleinu. We should appreciate the ne'imus, the mesikus, of emes, of Olam Haba, of Gan Eden, of Ruchnias, and therefore we don't want the reward. Ah, but we gotta live, we gotta eat, we gotta whatever. The answer is, umasa yodeinu, that which we do, our gedorim, our siyogim, that's what. So in other words, there are two reasons why the Eibush has to give us chav. Either b'tzad the gedorim, that we keep, or for anoyich eliyelucham. What happens, which is nasa v'nishma, tereshu b'ksav and tereshu alpeh, tzoyrusas. Work it out, nasa, yeah, nishma, shmiya is always drabonon. What happens if we worship the Chet HaEgel, Ibadatem is a Nasa Teresh HaBiksav, and therefore we don't have the Schar of Anoichi Li'ilcha, we still have the Schar of Torah Shebal Peh. And this is borne out in many, many psukim. There's actually the Maral in Tiferes Yisrael gives another reason why did the Eibush, the famous Shaila, everyone, it's a school child Shaila, $64,000 club discussion. Why did the Eibushter not write all of Teresh Rol Peh and Teresh Rebuksav? Moshe Rabbeinu asked for that, actually. But either, everything. So the Pasuk says, V'echtev lechem roivei Teiroh, see, alekiz alezar nashom. If the Umas Ha'olam would also have, what? Everything written, right? They would consider, we're also bonen. So the Eibushter would differentiate between. The Emes is another answer. Remember in Tundav Eliyahu, someone, Am Oretz, a man who knew Mikra, Teresh B'Ksav, but didn't Teresh B'Peh, he made Elio and Novi. So to him it seems that only Teresh B'Ksav is from the Eibush, Teresh B'Peh is like extra, redundant, superfluous. He said, Moshul Ma'adover Daima, a melech had two oyavim. Two people worked for the king. One was a chacham, one was a pikach, and one was a shaitim. So the melech gave one a whole bag of chidim and a whole bag of flax. The chacham took the chidim, the seeds, planted them, took the flax and whatever did with the flax, and he made a whole whatever, a whole garden, whatever, a field, and he had beautiful challis, bread, whatever, and he made a beautiful tablecloth over the pishtum that the melech gave him, right? And the other guy had a klutz, and he sat there like a glump, and he let the king's seeds and the king's flax. Liyamim, the king comes to the houses. One guy served the king beautiful, mouth-watering food based on what the zroyim that the king gave him, on a beautiful tablecloth made from the king's pishtim, and the other brought in the barrel of chitim and the barrel of pishtim. So oylo oysi busha, oylo oysi klin. So the Maral asks, why did the Eibushter not write? Because the Eibushter wants you, man, ashiyas oysi ma'odom v'chaybet. Which is the reason you make a brach on the Torah. Asher nosan lanu Torahs emes, chay oylam, not of b'sicheinu. Look from the world, chay oylam. We have within ourselves, baruch ato Hashem, noisin ha-Torah. You start off asher nosan lashon ovar, and you end off noisin ha-Torah lashon hoive. Because the Eibushter gave you something, yes, Torah shebiksav, but he's noisin ha-Torah. That's what you say in Klushes Keser. Keser yidlucha. What's the gematria of Keser? 620. Why 620? Because the 613 mitzvahs d'oraisa and 7 mitzvahs d'rabbanan. The Amcha Yisrael Kvutzei Mato, the Kvutzei Mato is the Hedron Chachomim, right? They're the ones who, by the way, what is the end of Shas Mishnayis? Last two members of Olal. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hadchol Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik, Shayim. 310 world. Next, Limot HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Mach Tzibrach Hu Shalem 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 Shalem. What's the svichus of both of our chazal? It's a gorgeous word. Mamish and Murdy. What's the cheshbin of Shai Oilm? It's 310. It's a strange number. Nervos. Says the Chido. Also a Ribu Mekhaimus. How many mitzvahs are there in the Kesar Oilm? By the way, 620 letters in the first Seres Nibris. 620. And every time you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. How big is a malach? Chazal say a malach is Shlish Oilm, one third of the world. How much is 620 divided by 3? One third? Shush Oilam? 207, like minus the third, yeah? 207. Aber when you give a ksuva, then you have tais ksuva. And tais ksuva, the Gemara says, a shlish. So add a shlish of 207. Well, you can think that you're one third out here, whatever. What do I got? Shayim. I got 310. Hello, Earth? Yes? 207 and 103. What do I got? 310. Therefore, you get how many elements? Shai elements. I, the cheshbon of shai elements, only makes sense if you're cheshboning from 620. Is the charaya when you're doing by Yochum Loch? The Abrister is masking the Rotzen Hashem is to keep the Rabbanon. Ooh, therefore, leimotzak of the Shbaruch Hu klimach zich brachal Yisrael. One of the reasons that, by the way, the Maral says, why did the Abrister not write all the Torah in, right? And you, yeah. One big Torah, Shabbat Shabbat and Torah Shabbat together. Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the back of the shul who doesn't know which way to hurl the Gemara, it's everything is written. Rebbe states. I can also open up a cookbook, one of these. Today you get everything online. I Googled Rabbi Google and he told me, Azoy, and he goes to the Rav and I can besser. Everyone knows better than the Rav. Right? So the Abish, okay. We're going to keep Torah Shabbat Shabbat for everybody, right? Torah Shabbat will be given over to the Sanhedrin, to the school, that people know how to read. Right? People understand the Rosh Tevis and Prima Godin, right? And therefore, the person will come after the Rosh. Right? That's why, by doing that, you have Shalom in the Rosh. Not every Tam, Dick, and Harry, right, is now a Rosh Kibahag and a Sarah Torah and whatever. Yeah? Shalom Kedasa Torah. And therefore, Leimotak Hashem Baruch Kli El HaSholim, HaSholim is Torah Shalpeh, HaShem Oizva Amo Yitein, the Abish Gat Torah Shalpeh, HaShem Yivorach Has Amo Yiklal Yisrael, Vashol. Okay. What's the Musar Haskel from all of this? This is just my introduction to the shir I wanted to give. You should know, contrary to whatever you read in your whatever, right? The MS al pidin, the Isser of Loisosur, applied Menamokim Esher Yerucha applies to the Sanhedrin Agodol Yerushalayim. It doesn't apply. By the way, a lesson in tolerance, which I think always has to be said. I've said this 1,000 times. From the Shefach Chaim, the Kloisenberger, many people today, especially in Manchester, I hate to say this, suffer from a terrible intolerance. Very often, a person has his own Derech and Avodas Hashem, or his whatever, and he thinks anyone who's like frummer than me, anyone who has other chumras or other things, ach, nyok, afrumak, afshigena, whatever, anyone who doesn't keep my chumras is a shegetz, right? And I got it right. And the emes is, nobody today has the right to impose his whatever on other people. Because there is no Sanhedrin, there's no central authority, and there is no such thing as, and by the way, according to Poskim and whatever, the Sanhedrin only, you go, when do you go Basaroiv? When everyone met together, peh, and had a deal. It won't part of any of Kamta Valisa, you have to, right? And by the way, the fact where I said that it was misquoted Rashi in all the Chumash is Al Yamin Shu Smol, Al Smol Shu Yamin. Right? I must tell you, the Yushalmi and Hayri is, by the way, very often I meet people in Manchester. I hate in the mikveh, like mikveh people, like, you know, you have a shmuz. Could a Rav make a mistake? Impossible. Impossible. Because how do you understand Masechta Hayri? I know it's a small Masechta, but a whole Hayru Bezin. Nishadas. If I went and I'm a Talmud Chacham, and I go and add Bezdin Paskin Zazoy, and I know they're wrong, and they said this type of chaylev is mutr. If I don't know anything, I go to my Rav, and the Rav said whatever, again, I'm popped. But I know they're wrong. And I went and ate chaylev because I was toy, as Rashi said at the beginning of the Sefer Torah, in Bavli. I followed them blindly. I thought you have to follow blindly. I'm a chayev to be a korban? Yeah. Why, says the Yerushalmi, Yochel al yamin shu smol val smol shu yamin, Talmud Leiber, lechet yamin u smol, leomarti al yamin shu yamin val smol shu smol. Is this Yerushalmi and Hayris? There is the Bavli, Soyser Rashi in the Zifrei. That's what I want to talk about today. And it's events when, what, where, only when you discussed it, when you went, whatever. Kama v'kama gedor, and many, most hold after, it is the steers of Achloikas, and we pass it actually like the Yerushalmi and Hayris. But the din is, a Zifrei versus Yerushalmi, we pass like the Zifrei. And therefore the Rambam, etc., is mashbit, the Indian of Al Yamin Shus Mo'os Boshman. But having said that, number one, the lesson tolerance. You have to tolerate other people's derech and avodas Hashem. Number one. And number two, as a corollary above, you could learn from everybody. there's midas toivis and there's this hanhogis toivis. You can learn from every aid of Israel. There's always to learn from this tzaddik, this and this tzaddik, that midah. There's always to learn from everyone. Don't try to live your life like a pea brain. The world. That's number two. Number three, but if you go according to your own seichel, right? The pasuk is saying, invariably you will be toyim. If your das is telling you that the rav's yamin is small, the rav said azoy and azoy and azoy. This is dangerous. This technology is dangerous. Says unzer shlema melech, right? I know that I could use this and this and this. That the rav abanim said no, but I won't. This week's parsha. Torah says the melech leyarbel leinoshim benizur levavoy. Ani, I will be marben oshim, and I won't. You're shleima hamelech. You're the chachirus emes said the chachmi gold. So what happens? Chazal say the yud of yarbe came and was mekatrim, and he failed. He didn't fail because al pi seichel he should fail. Al pi derech hatev he shouldn't fail. I said this 1,000 times. Famous Avni Nezer for shleima or gra whatever. When the Gemara says in Shabbos dafir aluf leikra laraner shema yat, the price says shema yat leikra. And Rishma believes ani ekra v'loyat, and he did. Why? He was a tzaddik. He was learning Torah. Torah is magnum matzle. The Shabbos kodesh gevalt, or whatever. 2 days, right? Because when Chazal say lo yate lo eraner and dibes da pikich, that gezeres chachomim gufa. There was a fellow who once came to Rav Ram Shach, the Rebbe of Chaim Donfeld, Talmud Gedolei Talmidei Chassidim. Rebbe, I was nichshel. I drank stam yain. Drank stam yain. He wants a tikkun. Said Rav Ram Shach to him, "Zay moide. It wasn't just the stam yainum, but you sinned in the reason. The Boil Aram is the Chazal said you shouldn't drink stam yain." And the guy burst out in tears. Rebbe, how did he know? Maybe in Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know. I never met him. But I know that the Yaris Dvash, that Rebbe Yehudson says, we have a Kabbalah, a Mesoyra, that someone who's Nichshel in Stam Yenam, which Chazal were Goyzer Mishum Ben Yoseyam, it's a Kabbalah, Lo Yimolah, that he won't be good, he won't be over, in the reason the Chazal said for this is. Ha, it's Dvorim Leiroyim. If you're Soymech and Chazal, you have this protection. If you're over Chazal, then that we even al piderach atavi you shouldn't be nifshu. That gufa. I'll tell you, just end up with the story. The Chedusharim, I don't know the reasons, the sibris, whatever. Important mayor and Agoyla. Chedusharim was spending Pesach once, maybe one. I don't know where. He was staying by somebody. Generally, you don't a mission space. He was staying at someone's house. In the same house, he was staying by the same balabos. Was staying in Mordechai Yosef Ishbitz. The Meishulech Sadiq and Kodesh Mutar. Suddenly, the balabos was wasn't the Chedusha. So on Pesach, he had gebrachs. So he served the people, he was serving the big honor to have a knedel. The Shul was, we don't have gebrachs on Pesach, really. The Ishbitzer, maybe in those days it wasn't enough. He ate gebrachs on Pesach. So he said to the Lusharim, I don't see what's wrong with you. And the Chedusharim just smiled. It's a chiyuch on his holy face. Suddenly the Ishbitzer, the Meshileach, is eating, right? And he fills up his heart. Picked up something from his mouth, and he found a pshtigl veitzel. Wheat. A pshtigl veitzel, a chito. A gag of chito. That somehow didn't grind properly, and it got into the knedel, right? And it's like gefährlich. You could imagine he was completely zerbrochen. He went to his Rebbe, the Kotzker, and he told him what happened. And he was absolutely off a rave. The Kotzker said, Zorzuch nish, right? And he told him a maisa. Everyone knows that the Bes Yosef and the Arizal were supposed to be Muchuton. They were living in Tzfas, you know that. One of them died, Chasen Kalachem, before the Chasen. They were arranged to be Muchuton. They lived the same time in Tzfas, right? He was a Baaloch and he was the Mekubal. What happened? The Bes Yosef, Yosef Cairo, right? He wrote the Shulchan Aruch like he knew something about all of them, right? He invited Arizal to his house for dinner. And he served him the acharayim, the hindquarters of an animal, which he himself personally was menacher. I mean, could you find a better hechsher? They have a hashgachas bet yosef, you know, chalak bet yosef. This is the bet yosef talking. Hello? This is the bet yosef. He himself, personally, the mayodav was benakim. And Arizal had a minig that he doesn't have the back part of the charayim of bein. He says, what to be the problem? I was menaker. Suddenly the Arizal turns and he shows him by the bone. There was chel, a gid of chel. As you can imagine, the Bez Yosef felt like, And the Bez Yosef was a, Bez Yosef, he had a magid. The same called magid Mishorim, all the Torahs that a Malach used to come. You go to Tzfas today, you can find the cave that the Malach, magid Mishorim. And he told the Malach the story that happened with Arizal. The magid says, Zozach, Nishvet, Nishklog, Nish, don't worry. But Shepazach is with Arizal, right? The Arizal could find the Gid of Chelev on the wall of your house also. Said the Kotzker to the Ishbitzer, you could have the most kosher, Mahadrin min a Mahadrin Pesach. You don't have to worry about it. Obed Chdusharim has the Koyach that he could put a Chita, even the most kosher Canadian in the world. So, like, Hitzach with the Begachalos of Tusharim, a fire, right? Don't mess with it, basically, as you say in contemporary English. The moral of the story is, when a person, ki polim chodover la mishpon rosh hashanah, if he knows that he's attached to tzaddikim, he's attached to whatever, in the Gedorim that says, not just man-made 20th century baloney, right? Then your zoicha v'kamt of olisa that all of us are gebench with the chesiv olisim b'tev. I don't understand. I understand this with you also. I'm just trying to point out.
I said to myself, the monster man said, this was on the train.